This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Boulder High School and the surrounding area is under lockdown. The Boulder Police Department said on Twitter it is investigating a report of an active shooter. Officials are urging residents to avoid the area. Boulder Valley School District had planned a late start today, which means most students were not expected on campus until the start of class at 9:45. Much of Colorado can expect more snow today. Meteorologist Paul Schlatter says another cold front is mostly affected the I-25 corridor.
That kind of pattern is very favorable to pick up the most snowfall.
More snow and very cold tonight for Metro Denver, with overnight lows near zero. A measure to make it easier for K-12 schools to hire therapists is advancing at the state capitol. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The bill would remove some licensing requirements for therapists to work in schools. Democratic Senator Janice Marchman is a middle school math teacher in Loveland and the bill's main sponsor. She says the goal is for more school-age children to access therapy and get mental health support.
The behaviors of students is alarming. Sadly, I'm seeing more violence in our schools, and it scares me.
Children's Hospital has declared a pediatric mental health state of emergency in Colorado. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The website developer Wix is the latest tech company to lay off employees in Colorado. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
In a letter to the state, Wix says it cut 62 employees at its Denver office. The company also cut jobs in San Francisco, Miami, and Austin. It's the latest in a wave of layoffs in the tech sector. Other tech companies cutting jobs in Colorado in recent months include Twitter and internet provider Starry. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.